Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes. Fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich is here today, and today I thought we would spend some time and kind of look back at some of the things I say and what we do, and I thought it'd be a great day to replay our Monday call. Because again, it is something that you can sign up for and be a part of. So let me go back and let's go back to Monday and check out what I had to say in advance of all this mess that's going on in China and all over the world and all this crap. So let's see what the old Bubba had to say. Let's get back to Monday night right now. Here's it from the beginning.
I didn't watch it happen today, but I was... I assume the market was down. What's going on, everybody? The last 5 days, the Dow and Nasdaq have sold off. But if you look at a 15-minute chart of 4 to 5 days, someone is buying big at the close. What's up with that? Todd for Breslin, he's got it right. Thank you. Well, you know, as I always say, we're not going straight down, okay? You know, this looks like we're going straight down. And here, let's pull it up here. We'll look at a quick. We got to before we actually get started. I just can't sit idly by while you guys are hanging out. So I always come a little early. You know, I don't see any major buyers, but you know, the markets aren't ready to go down yet. You know, and it's very simple. I mean, there are going to be buyers, and you know, if you're trying to be short during the day and you're covering late in the day, then you could see some buying coming in. I mean, I haven't seen any major buying. I mean, I've seen the rallies, but, you know, again, remember, it's a little thin and there's not a lot going on. But, you know, I understand what you're saying. But there's still, Adam's AXP Sanctus 74, yeah. I mean, there's still, you know, buyers out there. You know, we haven't collapsed to a point where you'd say, oh, my God, the market's never going up again. We're still in the same position. I mean, nothing has really changed. And as you know, some of you are know what I'm going to say tonight on some of the things because it's pretty obvious. But, you know, it just, again, we can't, you know, count on anything because, remember, the markets are still trading off of one key factor, which is the free money from the Federal Reserve. Just if you keep that in mind and you ask, where am I going to put money? Well, unfortunately, you're being forced. I mean, that will eventually create the bigger collapse. But right now, that's still the game in town. So, you know, again, we'll talk and I'll go through everything as I see it. And you know immediately I do have a bearish tint, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be selling aggressively. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it all because that's what we do, and we're pretty good at it. So we'll continue to, you know, to keep you informed and to keep things as they are. But as we always like to start off with every Monday, or actually every Sunday, Monday, every call, because Connie takes the time to find these great quotes. Some of them I know are her own, but some of them are not, and they're always very good. And tonight's is, excellence is not a singular act, but a habit. You are what you repeatedly do. And that is really what it is, which is why we always talk about repetition. We always talk about putting yourself in the same position over and over and over again, okay? Because, again, they're not always going to be right. But knowing what you know, knowing what you've learned, okay, let's make sure that we follow the game plan. We follow the basics. We do it what we do. Because that's really what it comes down to, is all we have to do is what we do. you know, and again, obviously, you know, a lot of people will email me with questions, and usually is the time to get short yet? And you know, depending on where we are, I'll say yes or no. And, you know, I'm never going to say, as you know, I'm always going to err more to conservative when I'm answering your questions than my own, because, you know, sometimes I'm ignorant. You know, I can't stand myself sometimes. But that's the way life goes, okay? But, you know, we're seeing a whole bunch of stuff, okay? But the one thing is, and I'm going to get right to my bitch tonight, why is it that nobody's willing to admit that this is an asset bubble? I mean, why do we – I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's going to pop today. But why is it that we can't just admit it? I mean, does anybody believe that this is not a bubble? If anybody believes it, please say to me you don't believe it, because I'm just curious. I mean, again, it doesn't make it bad. It doesn't mean it's going to pop today, but I see so many things that don't make sense. And I'm just wondering, I mean, why is anybody in the media afraid to say the word bubble? They're never afraid to say it later. Well, that was a bubble in 1999. Well, I said it was a bubble then in 1999. I almost went broke trying to pop the bubble. But I knew what it was. Just like I know this one is a bubble as sure as you and I are sitting here. Okay? Doesn't mean it's going to pop, the Hindenburg. Oh, look who's back. I'm so happy. Send me your address, Weider. I got the thing you did for me. I want to send it to you. I was just thinking about you, and I meant to email you, but I've been busy. So please send me your address, please, and I hope you're feeling better. I don't add address. I need to, if you can, with one hand, can you type your mailing address? I have a package I'd like to send you. Anyways, so, you know, here we are. And, you know, here we are. And what really has changed? Well, what's changed from, you know, a week ago is we're down a little bit, you know. Now, I think important to look at and important to understand, I hate to be a pain. Can you type that in an email? Because I can't get it off of here. It'll be gone by the time it's done. I know it's a pain. I'm a pain in the butt, but yes, the bubble economy market never revived by artificial means. Right. Okay. It's a bubble. They won't say it because they want to get out before we do. Well, you know, I don't know that that's, you know, I don't think a lot of them realize it's a bubble because they won't admit to it. But again, we'll talk about it all because there's a lot of things that I know will make sense. And it doesn't mean, and just because we know it doesn't mean we're going to trade differently. And I think that's the more important part for everybody to recognize, is it doesn't change our style of trade.
And that's what you have to understand, is even though we recognize the bubble, even though we recognize the overvaluations, it doesn't mean that life is going to change and we're going to trade it any differently. Because when you think that you are smarter than the market, you will find out that you're not. You will find out that it's better to hang in with the footprint of the market and say, okay, let me trade the footprint, not whether or not we see a bubble. Because again, I mentioned all the time, we knew in the 90s, but they certainly made it painful to go ahead and get there. Once again, we're at the new bubble report is coming out again, and I want to remind everybody to get yourself signed up. It's the best $99 a year you'll spend. Also want to remind you that on Tuesday, August 4th, I'll be doing a webinar for farmers and producers that will help you hedge your portfolios and give you a much better chance. So make sure you email me at bub@thebubbashow.org so that you can participate. That's free. And lastly, make sure that you get in on the on-demand Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm. You can listen to it anytime you want. It is there on demand for you at your convenience. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we'll be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course we are replaying our call from Monday, but also, you know, talking about bubbles and talking about you know, why markets do what they do, and it's something that we love to do as a regular basis. So let's get back to Monday night and hear what we had to say, because I think you'll find it to be important information. Let's get back to Monday night with Bubba.
Because we have to be what we are, okay? We cannot try to change the world based on our opinion. It doesn't work. We have to stay in with the footprint. So the market today was down. The Dow was down 127, okay? Now, interesting enough, I was doing some toying around. I was talking to somebody today, and so, you know, we've talked about this. So we're down over the last week. We're down about, 700 points, give or take. So we're down 4%, a little bit less than 4%. And what has happened every other time we've dropped 4 or 5%? We've seen a rally. But what I wanted to show you, we talk about this often, how patterns repeat themselves. Look at this. This looks almost identical to this. And I would expect, again, I would expect probably a bounce from right about here, maybe 17.4 we might go down to. Now, we might break down here, okay? Again, there's going to be a time when it's going to be, okay, it's over, and we're going to start going down. But remember this, okay? Even if that is the case, we will have plenty of time, because we're going to get rallies, right? Somebody just mentioned on the opening is we're going to, you know, why are people buying at the last 15 minutes? Well, because they want to, I would venture to say, and I don't have any factual basis, I eventually say that a lot of guys are trying to day trade the market short when they saw what was going on, and they don't want to go home with it. They're afraid. They're afraid that China may go crazy tonight. I mean, China only down 8.5% last night. Now, it's really not a big deal that it was down 8.5% because it's still up over 100%, but it's a big deal if you bought it on Friday. It's a big deal, okay? If you bought it a year ago, it's not a big deal. So you have to, but again, and then if you take that into consideration, well, how did our market do? You know, our market was down a pimple compared to 8 to 8.5%. We weren't even down 1% today. So if you look at it from that perspective, you go, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe it will bounce. And I would think that somewhere around here, we're going to see the usual, another bounce. Why? Because, quite frankly, because there's no place else to go. That's the end of the day. So we're down. Big deal. Now, again, I think we're going much slower eventually. And I would look to be a seller. And I think, this has to depend. And I know a lot of you want to be aggressive. But don't be overly aggressive. If you don't have the money, okay, if you don't have money to be overly aggressive, don't step into a pile of, you know what? I mean, you know, remember, the markets are open 241 days a year. Don't think that you have to get there today or tomorrow. If you miss a trade, don't chase them up or down. It's just not logical. And I'm telling you, look, I swear to you, I only tell you from experience. Okay, I've done it. You know, I can't tell you. And every time I do it, I want to bang my head against the wall, because I still do it once in a while. You know, I get pissed off and I start clicking. And that's the other problem. I'm sitting in front of a machine all the time. You know, if I was out on the golf course, I wouldn't have an opportunity. But, you know, I've done it before. I mean, listen, I've done it, and I've clicked, and I get pissed off, and I clicked it again, and, you know, I got stopped out again. But that's what I'm saying. Wait for your opportunity. Don't think. Again, I would say if you're aggressive, 17.6 might be a level to look at. I would say probably 17.8 would probably be a better spot. I mean, that would be a pretty, what I would call prime real estate, okay? You know, because that would be like a halfway back retracement. You know, all the other technical garbage everybody likes to send out and tell you that you're going to get rich from that kind of analysis. And, of course, we know that that's a fallacy, and the only way to get rich is to grind out, start with a little, and build it into a lot. But you can't get it all a lot in once. You have to work. You have to work it. So, you know, that's what I would see here again. Just basically repeating the same pattern over and over again. And again, if you forgot what I said last week, this is the tightest trading range the market's had since the year 1900. The S&P, Sierra Papa X-ray. Okay, it was down 12 points. Again, it was down farther. It was down over 20. But it came down to an area, right? It didn't quite get down to 2060. But that would have been a spot you would look for it to bounce from. It got down to what? 2063. Now, you know, will it go to 2060? It might. I mean, I got news for you. As a trade, on a trade only, if we gap down to 2060 in the morning, I might even be a buyer myself for a short-term trade. Okay? But, you know, again, you see this happen over and over again. You don't want to be a seller now. This is not the right spot. I don't care if you end up selling it at 2060, but when I want to sell it, I want to sell it after it went all the way down and then came back into resistance. So right now, if I'm looking at this chart, I say 2080. Okay? And then I say 2100. Now, you know, either one is good, and it's a, you know, same as a Dow, a little more aggressive at 2080. If you can handle the anguish of getting stopped out if you're wrong, and you can handle the economic part of it, then I would go for 2080. If you need to be more patient, more conservative, then I would wait for, you know, 2100. Either is fine. Okay, again, I don't think we're having a runaway, and I certainly don't think we're going down to the crater, as they say at the moment. So, you know, I guess the question is, why would we expect this pattern to change? Now, eventually it will, but I don't think it'll change from here. See, this is my point. I think when it changes, it'll change after a rally, and then it'll just puke out. Or it'll come from a puke out and then just go straight to the moon. Because I can't say that it's going down for sure. I'm only giving you my editorial on that site. But what's going to happen is when it does break out, it's just going to go. But then, of course, if it breaks to the upside, it'll have a dramatic sell-off back to that spot where it broke out from. And if it breaks to the downside, it will have a rally back too. So don't think that you missed anything if you missed that particular move, because there's going to be another move. Okay? The NASDAQ, Charlie Oscar, Michael Peter. Okay. If it'll come up. There we go. Okay, now, look at where it stopped. Now, again, I didn't draw this in now. I had this in from before. Look at where it stopped. It stopped right about where you would think, about 50-40. Okay, in fact, we had it in the report. And again, you want to buy or if you want to play to the long side, if it starts to turn up from here, this would be a good level. Me, I'm not buying it here. Okay, but it's certainly not a bad level. I would rather be a seller at 50-80. Now, again, if we puke early tomorrow and we gap much lower, I might step in because I like to play those type of blow-off trades. It's just like this morning, okay? Let's see if it shows up well here. This is always a great trade. And this is just a very short-term trade for those who can do it. Here, this is a blow-off. Boom, 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 boom. I don't have the volume here, but I'll show you one with volume. This is a blow-off. Now, this I can't say you should have bought here, but I can tell you we would have found a spot to buy somewhere on the road here, and look at the move you got back to the upside, okay? So, you know, you're going to get these wild moves. It just happened. It's not, you know, me, anybody. That's what happens. That's how markets function.
And we're going to come back and talk more, but again, we like to talk about that blow-off pattern and things that happen. Because those are usually pretty good signs that a market is going to, you know, turn around and give you a chance on the other side. And that's the key to understanding how to, like, day trade, a short-term trade, because that's a way that you can trade the market on more of a part-time basis if you want to be more active, but you can only be around at certain points. You can use certain patterns that work well because they don't appear all the time and you're not dependent on the longer term move. So make sure you check that out. Anyways, I want to remind you that we do have the Bubba report coming out again. Been a phenomenal response. We've been just kicking it with that, but we give you great information because we write about things before they happen, not after the fact. So we get you ready before the horse is ready to go, instead of after when the horse is already out of the barn, and tell you why it happened. We can tell you ahead of time what's probably going to happen. And also, I do want to remind you that Liberty Talk FM is where you can get the Bubba Show on demand at your convenience. It's been always a great spot for us to go, and the download numbers are unbelievable. We're close to seven figures. So, again, want to make sure that you know where to go. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back with more from the call from Monday night. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, will be right back.
See what spring is like on a
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you, and of course we're replaying the Monday night call and reminding you that the Bubba Report is once again coming up fresh off the presses this weekend. Make sure you get yourself signed up. Go to thebubbashow.org and get yourself signed up for that. Best $99 a year you'll spend. Anyways, let's get back to Monday night.
Okay, when you're at the highest amount of fear, you will eventually see a rally. Okay, and here, this is the opening here. This is overnight. But here, look at the opening. Oh, we hate him, we hate him, we hate him, we hate him. Oh, wait a second, we changed our mind. We love him. And then, of course, we hate him again. But look at the, here, at the end of the day, look at the volume spike here. Okay, look at the blow-off into heavy volume, okay? And then, of course, we rallied straight up at the end of the day. Why? Because the sellers were exhausted and the buyers stepped back in again. That's something you have to relate to, okay? It works. It comes in all charts. Doesn't matter. So NASDAQ, you know, again, if you look at the, if you want to be a player here, you can look to be a buyer. Again, I will not be buying here at this level. I would buy into a puke out a little bit further. I'd be a seller, 50-80, and then, of course, all the way up back to, you know, probably 51-60. But this chart certainly isn't broken down. It's been ugly for a few days. So what? Now, the difference here is this is down, you know, almost 4%. Okay. So, you know, we're seeing some pressure, but nothing to get overly excited about. And of course, the Russell, Romeo, Romeo, Tango. Now, this, again, is breaking down much faster, okay, than the others. But again, I would expect any moment here to see one of those rip your face off rallies of everybody who's been bearing into them here. Sell, sell, sell. And these are not small moves. I mean, I know it's a small index, it's only 1,200. But these ticks equate to $10 a tick. So each one of these down moves is like about over $2,000 for one contract. Okay? These are pretty steep. Okay? And this market has been far crushing, you know, the others. And, of course, from here, from last week, okay, we're down almost 5%. Okay. So again, but am I dumping? Am I, no, I'm looking for a spot for a rally to sell. But really, this is where you got to look. You know, there's no saying, especially in a short-term arena, buy them when nobody wants them and sell them when they can't get enough of them. And that works. Our saying on the floor used to be, when you can see their tonsils, whether they're selling or buying, they're definitely wrong. Give them whatever they want. Okay? Crude oil. Now, this is problematic. Okay? We traded this like a perfect thing, and then we got into and we're looking for a spot, looking for a bounce. Well, I got to tell you, it doesn't look like it's going to bounce. Now, I know, as sure as we're sitting on this call, there's going to be a bounce. And it's going to be a deep. It's going to, if you're short, it's going to hurt. Now, where is it going to come from? When's it going to come? I didn't get the announcement yet. They didn't send me a telegram. But you can bet your ass, that it's going to come. Now, again, where is it going to come from? Well, the market's getting, these shorts are getting very heavy. Okay? As I like to say, the boat is getting a little bit too full here. Okay, now it doesn't mean that it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but you're going to see, as we always do, at some point there's going to be a major pop. That's probably a sellable pop. It does not look – to me, this is definitely a breakdown. Okay, I'm no longer – as good as I was on crude, I can no longer want to support it because – we're probably going to test the low before it's done. We're probably going down to 42 before it's all done. But I would think you're probably going to see 50 or a little bit higher, and you'll get some vicious rally, some vicious up move, in which you'll probably want to sell. And I would say for right now, that would be 50. Okay, I'd be comfortable selling at 50. And that's what you have to look at here now, is that we have to find a spot to sell. We look for spots to buy it. We did very well. At the end, we didn't do well because it stopped, and we looked for bottoms. We're not looking for buyers. Now we're looking to sell into the rally. And until that changes, that's what we're looking for. So right now we're looking at 50. You know, you want to take a stab at buy it. The only viable spot I would be willing to buy right now at a longer-term perspective is the low, like 43. Okay. Other than that, I would watch. The bonds, Zulu Bravo. It's amazing. Unbelievable. And we were right on top of this. Okay. And this is what I want you to understand. This is what I'm looking for, but in reverse. See, look what happened here. Churn, tops and bottoms, tried a false breakout, came right back down to where it should, and then boom. And that's what we look for. That's why I teach you guys. Okay. If you get long down here, then you don't get short here. You just tighten up your stop and hope that it does this. Okay, or does this, because you're out. But if it does, now if it keeps going, then you're in much better shape. And that is something that you have to. The only dojis I know are in the Karate Kid. Yeah, the doji. I got a doji. All right, so look for this. So now if you're long, okay, which that was the only way we wanted to be, okay, then you let it run. You just start tightening up your stop. You know, now you would use a stop, you know, and let it go, because the next resistance will be probably 56, you know, 56.13, somewhere around there. Support, you know, you'll be a buyer at 52. Right now we're 55, but it looks like it wants to rush higher. Okay, so don't be surprised, because that's exactly the type of action that we were looking for. That's what we're planning for. The dollar. Now, I said this last week. I said, look for a sell-off, okay? I thought it would get a little higher to 100. It didn't. It got to 98. Now, am I negative on this? No. I think that, you know, probably somewhere in here it'll probably stop. I would say probably, you know, 96-ish would be a spot. Maybe even where it stopped, 96.50, okay? Not, again, the world's troubles have not been solved. They're not running out of the dollar right now. It's just, you're getting a little bit profit taking. You know, some people actually like to take money off the table, believe it or not. It was in Ripley's once. Okay. So, but the real thing I wanted to show you, because this would be more accountable, is I kept saying, you're going to get one of these giant rip your face off moves. And here it is. Okay. This doesn't look like a lot, but this is $2,500 in a contract. Okay. That's, to me, that's a lot of money. And it wasn't that hard. I mean, just I didn't have any of it. I mean, I'm actually shorted. I'm still shorted, but I've been shorted, you know, for quite a while. And I've rolled down, so I'm not unhappy. I'm unhappy that it happened, but I'll sell more now. Now here we went to 110 we thought was level, broke through. I would look at 112 and I would give it to him with both hands at 112. Okay? But again, you can't, the markets don't go, no market goes straight in one direction. It has to stop. I think there's no better example. I'm just going to go off topic just for 1 second here. You guys know I like to do this. But I just want to show you something. Okay? Look at this market. Okay? Now, look what happened here. We had a V at the top, but this happens to be corn, which I do cover. But look what happened here. Look at the rate at which we changed. We tried to congest and pop one more time. And now they got everybody long at the top up here. And I can tell you that I know that as a fact, because I do a lot of farming commentary as well. And I said all the commercials are getting long here. Well, look what happened. They all got long, and, of course, there's nobody else to buy. So now you've got the reversal, and we're now getting crushed. Okay, now, where are we going to get crushed to? I would say, for my money, I'd be a buyer probably right about here. But, again, it's more the pattern, not the commodity. I don't really care about the commodity. I don't really care what it is. I happen to know it's corn, but I don't really care. I like the pattern. That's exactly where I think it should stop. Okay, but let's get back on track. Sorry. All right, so.
So, you know, again, we talk about patterns all the time because that's really what we're trading. The footprint is the pattern. The pattern is what we trade. So if you throw out all the other stuff that you hear and read, you will find out you will be a much happier camper when you strictly look at the pattern of the market and get yourself into that part, because that's where the money is made. It's by understanding and reading the pattern of the market, because the footprints never lie. And of course, the Bubba Report never lies either. And the new edition is coming out again this weekend. Make sure you get yourself signed up for the Bubba Report. You know, we were writing about China long before it happened. We write about things because we can see, magically, they appear. No, we can see things happening. And the one thing nice about the Bubba Report is we are not afraid to tell you what we are seeing in the big scheme of it. So make sure that you go to thebubbashow.org and you get signed up for the Bubba Report. You will not regret it. It is something that really gives you a great view of the markets. It gives you an outstanding feel for what's going to happen next. And any of the Bubba shows that you have missed, they are available on demand at libertytalk.fm. They are posted up there every day with the write-up, so you get an idea what the show's about. But you can get them on demand anytime you like at libertytalk.fm. Make sure you check it out. As well as when you're checking out thebubbashow.org. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out for a break, and we'll be right back with more from Monday night. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're replaying Monday night, but I think it's important because, you know, it's a chance for you to hear how investors think and how real traders think. And I'm always a big fan of educating and making sure that you have an idea of what's going to happen next. So let's get back to Monday night. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and make sure to get the show on demand. You can go to libertytalk.fm. All right, let's get back to Monday night.
The VIX. Okay, and a little bit of an up move today. But, of course, the VIX itself also did not, you know, have as great a move as you might have thought, considering how much we are down. And that is something, and for those who don't know, it opened and closed basically the same price. So for those who don't know, the volatility, it wasn't that volatile. I mean, yeah, we popped a little bit, but remember, the 20-year moving average is 20. So we're at 15. So what? We're down. We're 25% off the moving average. So am I excited? I'd like to see some more volatility, but this is not certainly getting me excited. I mean, basically, if I eliminate the 7 days or 8 days of breakout, here we are, just back stuck in that same old crappy channel. Okay? So nothing's really happened. Now, the things that I think about, you know, I think about this stuff all the time. It's like everybody's consumed with something, and I'm consumed with the markets and why they do what they do. And always, if you ever read The Bubba Show, you ever read my website, you can see that I write about stuff before it happens. Like I was writing about China 6 months ago. Okay. I mean, this was not a surprise what's going on here. But you know, Amazon. Now I had an analyst on my radio show today and I said, you got to tell me what's the love affair with Amazon done. It doesn't make logical sense to me. Now, of course, that's how I almost lost all my money in the 90s being short Yahoo. Okay. I look at this stock. First of all, it's way overvalued. Now, to my defense, we did pick this on this call at 100 a long time ago. Of course, we've been out for years. But I look at this, I go, what makes it so attractive? It's got a 1,296 P.E. ratio minus, which means they make no money. And the analyst said, well, but they do make money. They have ways to make money. I said, yeah, but they don't. I mean, eventually you have to make money or you cannot succeed. Oh, did I miss gold? I'm sorry. You are correct, chefs. I'll get back to it. I don't know how I did that, but who knows? I didn't take my medication today. Let me finish this story. So I can't see it. Believe me, I'm sure it'll stay up here, but I'm definitely trying to figure out a way to get short and stay short this stock because I can't see it. But again, I want to remind everybody because I don't say it's easy. I almost went broke in the 90s because I was short and I knew what was going to happen, but I couldn't hold on long enough. Okay, and I took big losses. And of course, you know that was very near the top, as always is the case. Gold. I did miss gold. I apologize, everybody. I'm on the snoozer alarm today. Gold seems to be, you know, as I said last week, like a vault. It's just really dead. Now, you can talk about a lot of reasons as to why, but the first thing we look at now is it does seem to be trying to find a base. Okay? Now, I did buy some on Friday morning at the low. Okay? Because I figured I'd take a stab at it, and I got lucky, and I caught a little bit of the move. But I'm still in here. You know, I think I can't sell it until it goes back to 1140 for now. I don't know that I can really recommend a buy. I mean, you're testing fate or tempting fate here because it figures it's going to go try to take out the low. It figures to try to go to 1,000, and then we'll see if it breaks here. And I did say on air last week that I thought 1080, 1070 to 1080 was the key levels, and I think that's really it. And if we break down there, we could go significantly lower. But what happened to the gold as a safe haven play? Well, the markets are in trouble, and gold still goes down. Well, there goes your answer. That's why we say the bonds and the dollars really counts. And, of course, the U.S. Marine Corps and the U.S. Armed Forces. But I don't get Amazon. That seems to be just beyond my comprehension. And, then of course, we keep talking about the rate hike. Now, if anybody listened closely to Janet Yellen and her Humphrey Hawkins testimony, she said, I don't know, I hardly listened to it, but I did catch this, that we'll think about raising rates in December. So why do people think that they're going to raise rates in September? There is no freaking way that they're going to raise rates. They can't. They are so backward, they don't even know where they are. For a bunch of smart people, well, I have to get back to you on that, Chops. I gave it, I remember. It was 1211 to 1240, I think. I mean, I don't get it. You know, where do they? What do they have to raise rates with? They got nothing. We had a horrible economy across the globe. And then, of course, oil stocks. They're having a come-to-Jesus meeting right now. I mean, they're just getting pummeled. There's no reason, right? I mean, the shale producers are in trouble because they're hedged and they got to keep the leases in the ground. They got to keep, you know, they land lease a lot of that stuff. So they got to keep drilling or they lose the lease. There's a whole bunch of things going on. Now, again, it has nothing to do with trading, right? We have trading and we have investing and we have business. So for trading, we don't really care any of the stories. The story is a story. So you have to look for a level that you find reasonable. I'm just giving you some of the background noise that goes along with it. Okay. Now, look at the earnings season. You've seen some, I mean, are you kidding me? Google up $100. Amazon up 100. What a move that was. Okay. I was just getting off the plane. And I'm going, my God, what the hell is going on here? And, it just kept going. And, of course, I wanted to sell it during the middle of the night. And the bad guy talked about it, and he wouldn't let me. But, it's funny because I just knew that, even if it was going to go higher, I figured it's going to probably sell. Now, I think it'll probably consolidate here for a while. But it was interesting to watch the action on a company that's losing a lot of money. Yet it goes up and becomes bigger than Walmart.
And we'll end this today here, but we'll come back tomorrow with some more from Monday, because I think you're getting the gist of really how you focus and look at markets, and that, my friends, is the more important thing: is your focus and how you really take a look at the overall market. Again, it has nothing to do with the news that you hear. You look at the things going on. We know Amazon makes no money, but yet they love it. In fact, you heard that yesterday with Mark Yusko. But you continue to watch, and some people watch in amazement. I don't. I'm pretty confident at the way things are going to happen. The problem is that we all think we're too smart and we can time up when it's going to happen. And of course, that's impossible. It's like knowing when you're going to fall in love, right? It just hits you and you become smitten. So, that's what we're thinking. That's some of the things we're seeing. And we're going to come back in tomorrow and continue this, because I think it's important that you understand what's going on. And I want to remind you all that Tuesday night, August 4th, 7 o'clock Central Time, I'm going to do a webinar and how to hedge your farming products so that you can lock in prices so you don't have to worry about the turbulence of the daily moves. So it's important. You should email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. It's free. I will send you a link and you can listen in and watch, because it will be done on a webinar. But also important to you all is get a hold of the Bubba Show on demand. If you miss it one day, I've got it available for you on demand at libertytalk.fm. All you have to do is go to The Bubba Show, and you can get every episode of The Bubba Show. And, of course, we are excited. We are building downloads. We're looking to get to seven figures on daily downloads. So make sure you're one of them. Anyways, that'll do it for today. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. So much. Thank you so much for being here. We will see you tomorrow. Take care. When it's
cold out. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.